Thank you and good evening, everyone. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I know I did. On Wednesday afternoon, a Eureka police officer on patrol was dispatched to the scene of a single vehicle collision that resulted in a vehicle leaving the roadway in the 3000 block of Broadway. The officer found the female driver unresponsive and apparently not breathing. With the help of bystanders as well as a registered nurse who witnessed the crash, the woman was removed from the car and CPR was begun, and their efforts got the woman breathing again. Emergency personnel were soon on scene, and the woman was taken to the hospital for treatment, and Eureka police were then notified by the woman's husband that she had recovered fully and was in good condition. Great job by all involved. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Marine Fisheries Service, CAL FIRE, and the State Department of Fish and Game announced today that the draft environmental report submitted by the Mendocino Redwood Company is available. Mendocino Redwood has submitted the draft EIR seeking an 80-year permit for more than 200,000 acres of forest land in Mendocino County for forestry-related purposes. The draft EIR is available for public comment for the next 90 days, running through February 21st of next year. Along with the draft, the company has also submitted a habitat conservation plan that covers endangered species, as well as how the company will manage the forestry work, including transportation systems, timber harvest, and habitat restoration. For more information, contact the Arcata office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. California may have its 215 program, and Colorado and Washington State may have just legalized the possession of marijuana for personal use, but the federal government still classifies marijuana with drugs such as heroin and cocaine, and their enforcement efforts have not ceased. The Ukiah Daily Journal reported earlier this week that federal authorities have subpoenaed financial records from the county of Mendocino regarding its zip-tie medical marijuana ordinance. The zip-tie program allowed approved growers to apply the ties to their legally grown 25 plants to avoid seizure, but the federal government isn't playing along. The journal reports that Mendocino County brought in about $500,000 with the zip-tie program before it was suspended following federal threats earlier this year. The Arcata Fire Department has hired 3 new career firefighters and filled 2 other vacant positions and can now staff the firehouse on 9th Street full-time thanks to a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The grant targeted filling the positions and getting the department to full staffing. And the 9th Street Firehouse gives the department better response times both in the city and in Sunny Bray and Manila. Chief John McFarland, who retires in December, said, and I quote, "This is a great step forward and is another sign of the modernization that has occurred in the past 6 years, and it has the full support of the board, full-time staff, and volunteers." You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata police officers arrested 37-year-old Jennifer Klein yesterday, a woman they've had contact with several times before. Officers searched Klein and reportedly found her to be in possession of a stolen identification and stolen credit cards, items reported taken during a vehicle burglary earlier in the day. Officers then searched a motel room associated with Klein, contacting another occupant, one who denied knowing any of the other items kept in the room were stolen. Those items also matched descriptions of the items stolen during the burglary, and Klein was booked into county jail on possession of stolen items and burglary charges. And the sheriff's office reports that a rash of vehicle break-ins over the past few days serve as a reminder to residents to ensure their vehicles are secured. There have been 16 reports of vehicle break-ins over the last 2 days in the McKinleyville area, with 12 burglaries reported on Tuesday alone. At this time, no suspects have been identified, and the thieves targeted car stereos and equipment, garage door openers, and loose items that they could quickly grab. Don't leave valuables in plain sight. Ensure you lock your vehicle, and don't leave your garage door opener in your car. Anyone with information about the burglaries is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.